We're going to return to Guatemala for a personal story about a very creepy encounter there. L.A. novelist Marcos Villatoro worked with Guatemala's poor in the 1980s during the political violence. He's been back several times since. And this is the story of this kind of very unsettling encounter he had on one of these visits.
On a sunny afternoon in 1991, I went to a quinceañera with my wife, Michelle, and our baby daughter, Raquel. Quinceañeras are the ceremonies held throughout the Latin world, and increasingly here in the U.S., to celebrate a girl turning 15. In Guatemala, where this one took place, they're big, colorful affairs, nothing less than a wedding without the groom. At the reception, we partied. I like rum straight, and so did the guy on the other side of the table. We shook hands and poured drinks from the same bottle, marimba music beating all around us. He was a robust man with thin, slicked-back hair and stylish wire-rimmed glasses. We talked about his beloved Guatemala, and I don't know what it was he said. Maybe it was something about the damned subversives, or perhaps it was just a moment of clarity breaking through the rum. But I suddenly recognized him, and the recognition gave me a sickening sense of panic. My fellow drinker was Benedicto Lucas Garcia, better known as El General. He'd run the army in Guatemala in the early 1980s, a time labeled by his countrymen the Crimson Years. On his watch, thousands of Guatemalans, most of them Mayan Indians, were tortured and murdered. The army systematically burned homes, kidnapped young men, ran torture centers, and wiped out entire villages. My wife, who was sober, recognized him too. "We need to go home," she said, not having to explain. We had worked among Guatemala's rural poor during the Crimson Years. Such work was not popular with the army. "But the tamales are coming. Eat fast." A difficult task, as our baby daughter was at the grabbing stage. She sat on Michelle's lap and chucked tamale pieces all over her mother's dress. Meanwhile, El General leaned over the plate of his grandson, who looked up at his grandfather with soft eyes. Lucas Garcia meticulously sliced up the tamale for the boy into perfect segments. Every few minutes, a man or woman, slightly bent over, approached Lucas. "Mi general, how are you? Mi general, so good of you to come." Two men standing behind him wore sunglasses. They turned their heads right and left. Landowners and peasants alike walked up to the general as if to kiss the ring of an archbishop. Tremulous greetings. For they all knew, better to be on mi general's good side so as not to fall on his bad. My wife and I stood to leave. Perhaps too abruptly, the tamale shreds on Michelle fell to the floor. Our daughter hung over Michelle's arm, smiling as we shook hands with everyone around us, including the general. "Take care," he said to me. "I hope you're enjoying my country." He smiled warmly, the perfect gentleman. He could even have been handsome, were it not for the history.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro's new book, Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery, is going to be released next month.